Hi, this is Mary. How can I help you?
Hey, Mary, it's John with Local Splash.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Okay. Well, not
okay.
Really.
I know. I could tell they've been running you through the ringer, huh?
Yeah. I'm getting ready to change my LLC name. I'm in the process of doing that right now. So I
very nice.
My mind back. Yeah.
No, I hear you. I was over here, you know, kind of scolding these guys by the way that they had misinformed you about the Google Business Profile and getting that set up. I don't think they understand the way that I notated your account and the way I set things up for you because of the old business name. So they were telling you like, oh, we can't do the name, address, and phone number cleanup for your business profile because everything was under Mary Kay Cleaning before.
Yeah, that's what Angie had no problem with sending it and putting it under Dominic Landscaping at all. And,
exactly.
You
know, exactly. And you're
just
right.
Because I have an LLC for Mary Kay Cleaning. I mean, you can have an LLC and you have different businesses under one LLC. I mean, I know my boss did it, you know, and
Mary,
I don't want
to. You're right. You're right. And Nikki was wrong. The agent that you spoke with earlier.
I didn't like her, okay? I didn't like her. She sounded like a robot, and I really want somebody with a little bit more personality, so I
yeah.
don't want her. Please.
No, I hear you. I've actually been having problems with her myself. She's a newer representative, and you're the third client that I've had in the last week and a half tell me the same thing, and it drives me nuts,
too. She sounds like a robot. She has no personality. She laughs like fake. She has no personality. There's nothing there. She sounds very to the book, and there's nothing but, like, I feel like I'm talking to a robot. I get a better response from ChatGPT, honestly. They have no personality.
No, I appreciate your feedback because Google does record all of our calls and our conversations, even the ones that you're having with her. And it's been feeling bad on my part because it's like, I don't want to get somebody in trouble, but I can't keep having this happen, you know?
Yeah, it's not good for your business, you know? It's not good for
yeah,
your business.
Yeah. No, I noticed that. I've had clients where they come back and they're like, oh, I said I didn't want to do this or I need help with this. And then she's putting this end all result and sending them back to me. And I'm like, don't pump them with the wrong information and then send them back to me. If you don't know, just tell them you don't know and then send them back to me. I'll call them and talk to my client and I could find somebody else. She's only supposed to do your client interview, honestly. She's not supposed to dive into, any details as far as like your verification because we have to talk to Google directly about that. So there's nothing that she can say that's really definitive, other than my conversation with Google. But the thing is that I have to tell them, hey, this is her old business profile. This is what she was trying to explain to you, right? The Mary Kay profile has the old or phone number on it, or this phone number on it. And that phone number, you can't have, and it has this address also. So you can't have the same name, address, phone number. With two different listings. So they're not changing your name on that listing. What happens is that Mary Kay Cleaning listing is going to disappear. It's going to be gone. It's going to be expunged. And then there's going to be a new listing created for Dominic Landscaping under that address that we'll have verified with this phone number. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
But she just failed to explain that to you. It's simple. All she's going is, oh, no, we can't put that name on that profile. Well, no, duh. Now, obviously, we can't do that. But you delete it, and you tell them it's a new business registered under this address, so now we can verify the new business profile. The old profile had no reviews on it anyway, so I wasn't worried about deleting that or losing it, and I didn't think you really cared to keep it either. So
no, I don't. I don't.
Yeah,
I mean, there was one review. The very first one was a review for a cleaning company, but that was like a really old one from the very beginning. But that was in the very, very beginning. But I don't even think, I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, these are things that I went through in the back of my mind without like trying to overwhelm the conversation as we were talking. But I was like, okay, that's just work that I'll have to do. I'll fix it. And then, you know, getting you Google verified super easy in your tracking system. You don't have to require, it's not required that you give us all those things. Like we could still list you and it's kind of like proceed at your own caution. Like, I've listed landscaping companies without them giving us any license or registration or insurance. And it's like, okay, you're proceeding at your own caution, though. If you run into a situation where you need that insurance and it, you know, you get into trouble, that's at your own.
I have my insurance company, and it still has the LLC in my name, but I've got it. I'm insured for, I mean, you can put, I mean, for the cleaning company, you can, it's any property on, you know, it's for anything on a property.
Yeah, you're right, Nikki. Mary, it's Nikki who's got you flustered here and confusing everybody and giving you the wrong information, because it's not true. Like, I've had guys with no information at all that they provide in their Google verification documents, and we still get them listed on the first page, and they're getting calls from their customers on a regular basis. Do we recommend that you have it? Absolutely. In some states, it's required to even operate as a company. And I know Maryland's one of those ones that they do want you to have the, what is it, the Maryland Home Improvement Commission license, the MHIC.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's required for hardscaping. So that's only if you're doing exactly.
Leaf cleanup or a whole, you know, mowing, and this is not, this is basically cleanup, but it's in the yard.
Exactly. Exactly, and I know that, and that's why I was like, okay, we can go ahead and set it up, but the license is required for hardscaping, if you do, like, landscape designs, so if you're building, like, retaining walls, patios, and then also if you deal with, like, pesticides, like, if you do pesticide application, because there's a liability that comes with that, and that's it. And if you do, if you're not doing those things, then it's not even a requirement by the state of Maryland, so that's...
Okay.
Just the rep not knowing what the heck she's talking about.
Okay.
So we will get you Google verified. We are going to build you your own .com website. It's going to be customized. And then I do need to get you through that client interview still, but what I'm going to request is a different representative. We're not going to deal with Nikki anymore. I'm just going to get a different rep.
So let me ask you then. I wanted to make sure she gave you the right information. So with this plan that I took, am I getting unlimited, like, when I'm getting leads, are my fees leads, or how is this working with the leads?
No. No lead fees, no click fees, no call fees, Mary. So if you go on Google right now and you type in landscaping, Glen Burnie, Maryland, I sent you a message via email earlier today with the search results on there, so you could see exactly where we're listing you. But there's three companies next to the map there, and you'll be one of those companies. You'll be one of those top recommended options. These ones, you don't pay per lead or click or call for the service.
Okay.
So it's just a flat monthly rate that you've already paid, and that's it. There's not going to be any other charges that you're going to incur throughout the month. So you're all paid up until the 21st of May. You're good. There's nothing else that's going to show up. As far as a billing standpoint. And then we do have Google Ads and Google Guarantee, Mary, but I don't think that's going to be good for you because you pay per click on those ones. And it's only recommended that you do those ones if you want to cover more than 40 miles from your street address. And you told me you only want to go 20 minutes. So I didn't even get into that with you.
Right.
Yeah. I've been doing this 12 years. Nikki's been doing it for like a month or two. So I know exactly what we got to do for you, you know, and to get you going. She just kind of, I don't know. I don't know what she did.
Yesterday or today?
What was that?
The email. When did you send me your email? Yesterday or today?
That was today. It was like a quick one I put together, but it was before Nikki contacted you. You had emailed me, I think, like 7:30 your time this morning.
Yeah, okay.
And it was just a response email to that.
All right. And I see here now what you sent me.
Yeah.
Okay. So, these people got like 163 five-star reviews. That's a lot.
Well, right. But that's a good sign because you got to understand, in order to get that many reviews, you probably have to get that many, like four times that in clients, right? So starting...
Right.
Everybody's got to start somewhere, and that's why it's important that we get this going for you and get the website, get it up and running. Obviously, you're not going to have the same amount of reviews as these other companies starting out, but in order to get there, you know, we'll build you up over time and with the clients that are coming in. So they'll still call you. You just probably won't get the volume that other guys
right,
are getting.
Right, well, we'd like to get, we're too little, but I get
that. Yeah.
Now, so when you build these websites and that type of thing, now, say, when I get, I'm not sure, if I would ever leave, can I take that, like, do I still keep those reviews? Can my people still see what we've done on this website?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're talking about your Google Business Profile. We don't delete your Google Business Profile at all, but your website's a completely different thing that we're going to build for you, and you're going to have your own website, and that's going to be attached to your listing. In your agreement, it tells you that if you do want to leave us but you want to keep the site, you still have to have a host for the website. You know that, right? Like every website out there, there's a monthly payment. So you can do like the hosting still through us if you want to discontinue the service. So they'll give you options for that. Or if you just want to keep the domain and go find another service provider, they'll give you options for that as well too. And that's all in writing. I sent that to you.
Really? Okay. All right. But I didn't really understand anything. She didn't know any of that information, and maybe she doesn't know that information. And
that's crazy, Mary. It's literally in writing in the agreement I texted you yesterday, and it's all over your account. Like, it's all over, I don't know how she didn't see it, though, you know?
She worked there. She should know that.
Yeah.
It's all new to me. I didn't have time to look.
I know, Mary. I'm sorry. I apologize on her behalf, honestly, because, that's just, it's a waste of time. We could have gotten so much done with that time. And got your client interview going and got through this stuff. And then she's trying to like over explain things that she's not explaining them properly. And it's just confusing.
Yeah, it's confusing to me. And
I hear you. I try not to confuse our clients. There's a reason the business owners just go, here, we're going to pay you guys to handle it. And she's kind of going, hey, let me try to explain all this to you. And she's not explaining it well. Like saying, hey, we can't change the name on that listing. Well, obviously, but what you do is you delete that listing and you create a whole new one and verify the new one under the new name. But instead, she's just wording it this way of, oh, we can't do that. And you're going, what? Well, what the heck am I paying you guys for? Well, let me do this.
Why can Auntie's do that? You guys can't. Well,
I know. I've been looking at it for the last hour, like this account, and it's just been driving me nuts. And then it was just awesome that you said that right in the beginning, because now I got it on recording of a customer going, hey, that chick is an issue, because I've been wanting to say something to them for the past week, but I just didn't want to be the bad guy that's just like, hey, every time I get a complaint from my customer, it's the same agent that's causing the issue and that's sending the call back to me.
Okay.
It's always her. For the past like 2 weeks, it's been the same, they're all coming back from Nikki, and they're like confused or angry and upset, and I'm going, whoa, now I'm going back, and it's really, it's not good.
Putting out the fire.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm like, these people are excited and they're ready to get rolling. And then you get in there and you start word vomiting on these people. And now they're confused. And they're just like, hey, if this is how it's going to be, I don't want to work with you guys. And we got 450 people that work here. That's not a representation of anyone but her, So it's rough. And I'm happy you said something.
Well, I feel much better that we talked about this.
I'm the same way. If somebody calls me and they don't sound like they're from the States, I just hang up on them, So it's like you get this lady with an accent and she's done all the work, but she gets in here and it just throws people off. And I'm like,
I'm okay with that. But, when she starts to sound like a computer or that a computer sounds, then ChatGPT sounds better than she does, and then she starts to
Yeah, just talk to people like they're real people that you see outside. That's what I tell them all the time. Like, they get all wrapped up in the logistics of it, and they're worried about the call being recorded. And I'm like, just be yourself. Talk to people.
We're just for human, just like you are. Please.
Yeah, she's just trying to read everything and be by the book, and so afraid. And I didn't say this, so I'm gonna get in trouble. It's like, no, sometimes you just got to be transparent with people on a real level. Breaking it down and trying to walk them through the whole schooling that you went through is not what they're paying for. You know what I mean? You're just gonna drive them nuts.
Okay, well, if you could set me up with somebody else, that would be great, and
okay.
I will talk to somebody else about this.
You got it. Do you want to do the same time tomorrow between 10 and 11?
But like I said, if we could, I guess it's too late to cancel that money out and get, because I found the card that I really wanted to use.
Oh, yeah. I can switch the billing information for the next payment right now. I remember you telling me that yesterday.
I do want to do that. I do.
Yeah,
can we
but
do that
first one's still going to be there because the account was activated on it, and they actually start dispersing that towards, like, Google verification and the work
that's
that
fine.
We need to do.
Okay, well, can you put this one in here, this new one?
Yeah, I'll change it right now. I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's Citibank. It's 5424-1813-8341-5424.
Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year?
0628.
0628. And then 3-digit code on the back.
529.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, do you have access to that, the old Mary Kay Cleaning, Google Business profile? You should still have access to it.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? From Angie's or what do you mean?
No, it's a Google profile that you had for the business. It was set up under your email.
I do, yes.
Okay.
It's still my email.
Okay, because they're going to ask you for access to that during the client interviews, so that way we can remove that one and create your new one.
Okay, I'll have all that paperwork ready for y'all.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Now, I still might even change the names of the business because I might want to do the list because I think I would have better luck getting a grant under Mary, I don't know. I got to look into this.
Okay. Well, keep us in the loop if you make a change like that, because that's what's going to be changed online. We're the ones that would be able to do all that for you in real time.
Is that okay? If I change it, you could do that?
Yeah. I mean, we would rather come up with it over the next day or two if you can, just so that when we submit this profile to Google and they verify it, once it's verified, then you go through this whole mailing process where they send you a postcard in the mail and they, you know.
Okay.
I don't want them to send that out with the wrong name.
I want to see if we go online tonight how long it would take to do this because I would like to maybe change the LLC name. I don't know. I'm going to see how long it would take to do it.
Okay.
If I do it tonight and get, you know, pay for it tonight, if it's something that they can immediately do it and just wait for the paperwork.
Yeah.
You know,
they always send you the receipts and everything digitally, and the actual paper comes in the mail. So, yeah.
Right.
That's fine.
Before I have this conversation.
Yeah. Don't panic. I know it seems like a lot of stuff, but we're going to help you get through it. And hindsight's 20/20. I mean, looking back on this a couple months down the road, you'll be really happy that you got through it all. It's just hectic right now, I could tell.
It is.
Yeah,
like
it's a lot.
Texted me and we took up railroad ties today and the woman didn't know what that meant and she didn't want them up and she said yes and then she said no, I didn't want them. I'm like, oh no. So now I got to find railroad ties to put back in this place. I'm like,
more money, more problems, they say, right?
That's fine. I'm prepared for this. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, you're ready. You got it. You got a lot of energy, a lot of spunk about you. You're going to be just fine.
I really do.
Yeah. God's got us too, so you'll be fine, Mary.
Right, absolutely. I'm very grateful.
But you got help here, though, okay? I'm going to send you my direct number and extension too, so if you want to talk to me directly. But I got you scheduled for the same time tomorrow, and then I'll make sure to get a new client interview representative for you to do your client interview.
Just send me an email. Just send me an email.
Yeah, I'm going to text you with my direct number and extension, and then I got the, I sent you an email already for the calendar invitation for the appointment tomorrow, okay?
Okay, perfect. All right, perfect. Thank you, and have a good night.
All right, you too. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.